Hi, this is Trevor Settman, founder of the Story Project Diverse Voices and associate professor of communication here at the Community College of Baltimore County. Support for this project comes from the National Communication Association, the Community College of Baltimore County, and the Mellon Foundation, all proud sponsors of the Story Project Diverse Voices, a student-faculty mentoring program leading to a podcast production of students' stories of diversity.
My senior year of high school, 2020, life was going great. I was a social media sensation that had just blown up in the community. D2 lacrosse player who just committed, 3-sport athlete, handsome young man. I mean, who would say I'm not? I felt like I could not be stopped. Everyone knew me, all the teachers, the whole community, every student. I was on top of the world and I felt like nothing can get in my way. My name is Kylan. I also go by Kai. I go to CCBC and this is my story. As you guys know, March of 2020, COVID had hit and the whole world was shut down. 2 weeks into quarantine, I was doing school online and life was a breeze. I mean, I was getting away with assignments doing on my phone and life was easy. Summer 2020 had approached and I went to senior week, spent time with my girlfriend at the time, and also got to see a whole bunch of my friends before they went to school. And boom, fall 2020, I found myself stuck at home. I got everything taken away from me. I couldn't go play D2 lacrosse like I wanted to. All my friends got to go away, party, you know, play on their sports team. It was pretty hard. I found myself alone. As an extrovert, that's not something I want to be. I found myself having weird thoughts. Everyone could see that I just was not myself. My parents, my girlfriend at the time, all my friends, and no one understood what I was going through. I found myself in bed hours and hours throughout the day. I started to gain depression. As the person I am, I started beginning to look up my symptoms, meditate, box, just anything that can get myself out of bed or even get my thoughts out of my head. Felt like everything was eating away from me. I was not myself. Intrusive thoughts began to attack me. I just did not want to be on this planet anymore. I couldn't help myself. No one could help me. What was I going to do? 12/7 of 2020, this is when I knew it was the end. I had just left boxing class crying, punching a bag as hard as I can, and found myself at the Lochraven Bridge. Part of me wanted to jump off that bridge, and part of me held myself back. Luckily, I got a call from my girlfriend at the time and my best friend telling me not to do it. I told them nothing else was working. Later that night, I found myself at my house, sleeping next to my mother, getting ready to be admitted into Shepherd's Pret the next morning. Found myself at Shepherd's Pret, going through the whole diagnosis, and turns out I had depression, severe OCD, and severe anxiety. My mom did not want me going into that hospital, but I looked her in her eyes and told her, if this does not happen, there will be no more of your son on this earth. 12/8/2020, that morning, I was admitted into Shepherd's Pret, still alone, sitting off in the corner by myself in the middle of the hospital, still no one to talk to. I felt out of place. I felt like I was put out of my box. Days into the hospital, I'm learning more and more about myself. I find out that I have OCD and severe depression. I'm learning that I can do things on my own. I'm becoming mentally stronger while I'm in this position. Talking to a lot of doctors, talking to a lot of patients, and getting a different point of view of life. I'm learning a lot within those 7 days. Days on end, I'm getting phone calls from my parents, my girlfriend, and I'm just explaining to them that I'm ready to leave. Final day, I talk to a doctor, and he tells me that this will be my last day in Shepherd's Pret. Part of me was nervous, and the rest of me was so excited to leave this hospital. So excited. But that morning, when I walked out of the hospital, I saw a smile on my parents' faces, both of them running up to me and giving me a huge hug, asking me, how was it? No, what did I do? What did I learn? Did I talk to anybody? Did I meet anybody new? Yes, Mom and Dad. All those questions have a yes answer. After 12/15/2020, there was no looking back. I got through the holidays, got through New Year's, and school was approaching. Still didn't know what school I was going to go to, but I found myself at CCBC. Things started to get better from there. No, I was not playing lacrosse, but I was actually going to school, and I was enjoying it. I then began to start coaching football, began to babysit, and I also was a camp counselor during the summer. Getting to know a lot of different kids and ethnicities and learning a lot about them was pretty cool. I also found myself growing more on social media and not just making people laugh and smile behind their phones, but also being a heavy advocate for mental health, showing that you're not alone and not to give up on yourself.
How has CCBC contributed to your journey?
CCBC has taught me to be more independent and also not to stress as much. I find myself with the world not on my shoulders when I come onto this campus. School doesn't define you. A lot of the professors are very understanding. Shout out Ms. Sherry. And I find it easy to go through school. I actually enjoy school, like I stated before. It's definitely helped me to decide what my next steps are after CCBC. Instead of feeling overwhelmed and anxious, I'm actually very comfortable and ready to start my next journey. From someone who had a great life in high school, had this mental block, and life just went downhill from there, it definitely is a roller coaster. Any mental blocks that you guys go through, talk to someone. You're not alone.